Hey, folks, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for checking it out. Before we get to my guest, I hope you've been enjoying the different guests that I have on every week. I really have a varied interest, and I think most people do, so I've been trying to give you a real variety, and we'll continue to do so. I hope you guys would take the time to go to iTunes and leave some nice comments about the podcast. That always helps in the ratings world, and tell your friends about it. Send some links around. Put them in a Christmas stocking. You know, do it now. June, why not? Anything you can do, spread the word. We want to keep growing. Appreciate you guys checking it out. And enjoy my guest this week, someone I've admired in both of his careers. All right, check it out. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Very excited to have my next guest on, someone that I've admired a lot, a great, great football player and broadcaster. He's host of the $100,000 Pyramid that's on Sunday nights on ABC, currently football analyst on Fox NFL Sunday and co-host on ABC Strahan and Sarah. It's Michael Strahan. Hey, Michael, nice to have you on.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I was excited to have you on just so I could tell you that I'm a Patriots fan and I'm still reliving that game.
I'm reliving it too with a smile on my face.
See? There you go. Oh, that hurt. That knife, that hurt. Well, it's great to have you on. I'm curious because I was a fan of the Pyramid back when it aired originally. What made you want to bring the show back?
You know, because it's fun. It's a fun show when Dick Clark hosted it. You know, back then it was a lot, you know, it boosted up for inflation to $100,000 like it is right now. But it's just a fun show, and I love the aspect of taking a celebrity and teaming them up with a contestant and having them play word association games to win a lot of money. And it's just a format that was created that I think just resonates with people. And it's back, and now's not a lot of TV you can watch with your family, your kids, and this is a show that you could do that with. So as a father, it was important for me to try to do some programming like this.
That's great. You know, you're a broadcaster in two different types of shows, obviously on Fox NFL Sunday, and then your own show on ABC and also on Good Morning America. You were on that. And now you're a host of a game show, which requires some different skill sets. Was there any learning curve for you or adjustments you had to make?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a learning curve on everything. When I started hosting, you know, being a part of the Fox show, I knew nothing about that. Just kind of throw you in and let you sink or swim. So fortunately for me, I was able to swim. And same thing with the game show. We did some rehearsals. We ran through it. I watched Dick Clark a lot, just to get a feel for the game. And I realized this game plays itself. This game is the star. I didn't need to do too much in order to make the game fun or to make people at home enjoy it. So I'm just kind of the guy through the game and everyone else, and the game for it speaks for itself. So a learning curve, yeah, definitely. Just to learn where you were in the game and the terminology and all those things, that took a little while. But pretty soon I just started waking up and in my sleep, you know, saying the terminology because I was just doing it so much. But it's a fantastic game to host, a fun game to host. And I get to play along with everybody at home. I don't know the words. I know the categories, not the words. So that makes it fun for me, too, to be there on set.
Oh, you don't know the words. That's interesting. It's,
No. So what you're watching at home, I'm watching right there with you.
Oh, that's cool. That creates a natural energy for you. I'm sure that's much better. You know, you always seem to me watching you on camera to be a really good improviser. You know, sometimes you see interviewers or hosts and they're really on their script and then the guest says something amazing and they will, you know, like the guest will say like, I invented fire, and the host doesn't even react to it and moves on to the next thing. Was that a big part of what made you great as a football player, the ability to improvise, and did that carry over for you into broadcasting?
I think every athlete needs to know how to improvise because you sit in those meetings and they give you these game plans of, you know, you need to line up here. We're going to call it that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then you get into the game and whatever they have planned doesn't work. So the first thing they say is, all right, we got to improvise. We got to change it up. So you have to be able to adjust. If you can't adjust, then you just won't be able to work. And the biggest part about doing these shows is listening. You know, you just got to learn to listen to people. And in all the things that I do, when you're in a situation where you ask questions or you're running a game show, it's so much different from sports and even being interviewed in sports because I'm always used to being asked the question. I never asked questions. I always just had an answer. So now you have to learn to be a listener And I think that's probably one of the hardest things for most people to do, including myself. But I've learned it, and it's worked out for me.
Yeah. You know, I was reading some stuff on you, and there was an interesting quote talking about Sundays. You said, I miss getting ready for the game on Sundays, driving to a stadium, seeing the people with the jerseys on. Something inside of you physically, you felt perfect. What did you mean by perfect? Like, how so? What did that mean?
All the aches and pains and all these things that you used to feel when you're, you know, during the week, like, oh, my knee, my back, my ankle. When you're riding on game day and you're driving through that parking lot to get to the parking and you see all the fans and the barbecues and the jerseys and people throwing footballs, it's just the smell of a Sunday. It just really, your body feels great. You feel perfect. You feel clarity physically and mentally. And it's just the game of football taught me so much. Now I don't miss it. I miss what you said, that the feeling, the description of a Sunday. But the second I watch one guy get hit now, I'm like, oh, glad I'm not doing that anymore.
that. Exactly.
I want no part.
Yeah. Can somebody come powder my face? I don't want to do that. Yeah, exactly. Well, you said in another thing I was reading that Sundays take you back to the feeling of being a kid. And I got to be honest with you. I've never been a fan of Sundays because Sundays was always like that cloud over your head, that Monday you have to go to work or go to school. But Sunday's like a real good day for you, huh? That's really interesting. What is it? Just sort of that's where you lived most of your life, and so that's where you're comfortable?
Well, you know, I'm comfortable with everything I do, but Sundays it's football. I'm hanging out with the dudes, my boys.
Yeah.
So it's just, and I think we all have a love and appreciation for the game, but I also think we have a love and appreciation and respect for each other. And so that show, Fox, is amazing in the sense that it is literally like hanging out with your best friends all day watching football and you get to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it anyway, so I might as well do it at Fox and get paid for it. And the guys are, as I say, 8 Super Bowl rings at that desk and 0 egos.
Yes,
and I think that's the most important part to remember. It's like no one has an ego. Everybody's comfortable with their accomplishments and who they are. Mm-hmm. And we always root for each other to have success away from that show. And those guys are some of my biggest you know, cheerleaders, that I'm their biggest cheerleader.
Something that I found interesting, and I was wondering if there's a connection. You moved a couple of times as a kid. You lived in West Germany. That for some kids, that can make you an introvert. But you seem, I don't know you personally, but you seem to be a natural extrovert. Do you think having to sort of meet different people and be around different people over a period of years as a young kid helped make you an extrovert the way you are now?
Well, I think I'm an extrovert or introvert. Like I more, when I'm not in front of a camera or whatever, I'm more like quiet, kind of to myself. Not the guy who wants to walk into the room and announce that I'm there and scream and holler so everybody pays attention to me. I'm the guy who likes to sit in the back and kind of be quiet and go unnoticed and go about my business. But when it comes to like working and what I do and in sports, by being a leader, like it was just something that felt natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
And TV feels natural to me. Sport felt natural to me. But when I'm not doing those things, I'm more on the introverted side, without a doubt.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been great having you on. Fox NFL, ABC, Strahan and Sarah, and also the $100,000 Pyramid Sundays on ABC. I really love watching you. You're really great on television, and best of luck to you.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, man. Have a great one.
All right. There you go, Michael Strahan. Guy killed me a little bit with the beating my Patriots, but really great TV host and personality. Glad to have him on. Please spread the word about the podcast. Tell your friends and leave some nice comments on iTunes. Always helps. See you next week.